Our mission has been seeking to put feet to our faith. From the earliest days, we started the Bible study and prayer fellowship in the army. When I was in the South African army, I started a prayer fellowship and Bible study group that met every night throughout our 2 years in the military. And when we went on operations across the border, we saw the mission field that God was calling us to. And soon, I was on my motorbike, going across the border to our enemies and winning them to Christ, showing the Jesus form, evangelizing, smuggling in Bibles, helping the persecuted churches, and training chaplains for the resistance fighters, the anti-communist guerrillas who are working to bring down the communist dictatorships in these countries. Well, this, believe it or not, is meant to be the main road. Thick red line on the map, but developing world, developing more weeds, it would seem. And we've smuggled in behind the lines, often by foot, dugout canoe, every way possible to get in and reach churches like this. This is a reformed church in Angola. And what do you notice that's missing? The building. The buildings have been destroyed, but the people were still gathering to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The words allowing the inconvenience of not having a building keep them from gathering for worship. And we found they didn't have Bibles. When we took Bibles in, we heard people say, I've never had a Bible before. I've been praying day and night for 5 years for my very own copy of the Word of God. This is the greatest gift anyone could have asked for, the Word of God in my own language. And so it's been our privilege from the very beginning to be Bible distributors first and foremost. But as we started to minister to Christians in Sudan, we saw bombed out churches, strafe churches. Christians were being persecuted. We needed to go behind the lines and drive across Africa to take in the supplies needed by resistance fighters, those involved in fighting for freedom of Southern Sudan, train their chaplains, the missionaries, the medics, get them. This is the largest ship in the Bible that's ever smuggled into an officially Islamic country, as far as I know. And crossing rivers with the gospel, putting wheels under the word, and ministering in areas where exterior decorating has been done by Muhammad and sons. Well, by God's grace, many of these places have been enriched by the gospel and they've won their freedom. But now, practically, what have we learned about evangelizing Muslims? And I want to give a few ideas on how we can put feet to our faith and be effective in evangelizing Muslims. So, I would start with comparing the Bible and the Quran. The Bible makes it clear that the Bible is, everything is to be proven by two or three witnesses. And the Bible is written by 40 different prophets and apostles in three different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, on three continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe, over 1,500 years. So the Bible is 66 books written by 40 different prophets and apostles in three languages on three continents, revealed over 1,500 years. Compare this to the Quran. The Quran is one book written by one author in one language, Arabic, in one geographic area, that's Saudi Arabia, over 23 years. Now, even the Quran acknowledges that Jesus Christ was miraculously born of a virgin, holy and faultless, performed miracles, healed the sick and raised the dead. Even the Quran admits that. What about Muhammad? Muhammad was a trader who transported and sold slaves. He was also a slave owner. We even know the names of some of his slaves. This we learn from the Muslims' own holy writings, the Hadith. One of Muhammad's at least 14 wives, some would estimate more, 16. His third wife, Aisha, was only 6 years old when he married her and 9 years old when he consummated the marriage, according to his own testimony. According to the laws of most countries in the world, that would constitute child abuse, paedophilia, statutory rape. Muhammad attacked caravans for loot. He had over 600 Jewish men in Medina, possibly up to 900, dig their own mass graves before having them all slaughtered in front of their wives and children. And then their wives and children were then sold as slaves. All of these facts are recorded in the Hadith. I was once speaking on a radio station in California, and a Muslim phoned in and said, how can you call the Muslims anti-Semitic and anti-Christian? Why? Muhammad had a Jewish wife and he had a Christian wife. I said, yes, Mary the Copt was a concubine who was given to him. She was not actually a wife. It wasn't her choice. She was given to him like a slave. And his Jewish wife was a widow. He had just had her husband murdered that day in front of her and her children's eyes. And then he forced himself upon her that night. I don't think this exactly proves your point. And then you heard a click at the other end of the line. Everything shall be testified to out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. The authenticity of the Bible as God's revealed word is attested to by many witnesses. For example, by the miracles, the parting of the Red Sea, the fire that came down in Mount Carmel, our Lord feeding thousands with a handful of food, our Lord walking on the water, calming the storm, raising Lazarus from the grave 4 days after he died, and countless other events. The Bible contains hundreds of detailed prophecies, in fact, over 2,000. Our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled over 300 Old Testament prophecies, 333 to be precise, in his life on earth. The Messiah was to be born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, a descendant of David, 483 years of the decree to rebuild Jerusalem. He would be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. He would be betrayed by a friend. His hands and his feet would be pierced. He'd be crucified. His robe would be gambled for. Let me just remind you that the Psalms were written 1,000 years B.C. 1,000 years before Christ. Hundreds of years before the form of crucifixion had even been invented. And here we've got these prophecies. Written by David himself. He would be buried with the rich. He would rise from the dead. He would ascend into heaven. All of these prophecies and many, many more were fulfilled by Christ on earth. 333 prophecies fulfilled by Jesus Christ on earth. There is also no provision for forgiveness of sins in the Quran. No atonement for sins. But Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In the blood of Christ we have full atonement for all sin. Unlike the Quran, the Bible is convincingly attested to by countless miracles and detailed prophecies. If you visit Medina, you can see the tomb where Muhammad is buried. He's definitely dead, no question about it. But if you visit Jerusalem, you will find an empty tomb. The Lord Jesus Christ has risen. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to Father except by Him.